for their Gotten Geek.
Carol,
Catskill, Greenport, Claverack, Kinderhook,
Maryville,
Germantown,
Greenville,
Schoharie,
Green County,
Patrick, Ashland,
Chatham,
East Durham,
Athens,
Haines Falls, Hunter,
Coxsackie,
Preston Hollow, Oak Hill,
Ankrum,
Great Barrington,
Hawthorne Oops. Valley,
New Baltimore,
Hudson, New York.
Station IDs are playing. I'll give you the.
Looks like tune into Radio for Open Ears Tuesday, April 9th. At noon after the local news, Rob Saffer has the Overlook Show featuring the Big Ears Festival, all sorts of jazz and rock, classical and noise music. At 6 p.m., photographer Richard Edelman is interviewed by Chad Weckler on All Together Now. You can hear the full interview on a podcast in the audio archives at wgxc.org. At 10 p.m., Dan Seward is broadcasting from an undisclosed location in Hudson with the Battlefield Earth Show. Live on the radio at 90.7 FM.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Gemini Construction, a full-service contracting firm specializing in complete electrical construction services. Gemini Construction, serving Greene and surrounding counties for over 40 years. For more information, contact 518- 622-9829.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Melissa Alfdemar and Tony Stone of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You, too, can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Welcome to Forgotten Geek here on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson. This is your host, Corey McCaslin. Let's get right into Geek Speak. Spoiler alert, Shazam! My very bad gummer pile. As expected, the Big Red Cheese has continued the rehabilitation of the DCEU by topping the box office and been met with universal acclaim. And also, as expected, there was a sequel hooking mid-credit scene involving a certain deceptively cute alien worm. Director David F. Sandberg told Deadline, however, the brilliant, evil, and in the conclusion of the classic 52 storyline, a multiversal Lovecraftian abomination, is not necessarily locked in for the sequel. Though he could be a perfect force to bring together the Monster Society of Evil in Part 3, just saying. James Gunn's Suicide Squad redo's latest developments took some unexpected and unexpected turns since last Field Report. Just as Judi Dench stayed on his M for James Bond post-reboot, so shall Viola Davis as Amanda Waller. Then came a surprise in return, given that this was supposed to be a straight reboot now, with Jay Courtney announcing he's returning his fan favorite, Captain Boomerang. Variety cleared it up, though, and revealed a change for new squatty Idris Elba, as it's back to soft reboot via a writing out of Deadshot, to leave open the door for Will Smith to return in the future, and instead Elba will betray a new character. So let that speculation begin, starting with me. Bronze Tiger is a similarly conflicted anti-villain and longtime member of the squad, but they could always race in Master Assassin David Kane and tie into Birds of Prey via his one-time Batgirl, now orphan, daughter. The second placing at last weekend's box office won't be getting a sequel, but a look at past trips to the Pet Cemetery aren't off the table. Producer Lorenza Di Bonaventura told Consequence of Sound, events before the Creeds moved in might provide fertile ground, with a younger version of Lithgow's character. And with the King of Sonnets in swing, it's natural we might see some adaptations pulled out of development hell. Since the 80s, Spielberg has been trying to bring King and Peter Straub's collaboration on The Talisman to life. And Collider reports Handmaid's Tale director Mike Baker will helm the story of a boy traversing back and forth between Earth and the parallel world called the Territories to find the titular MacGuffin to save his mother. The Carpenter songs hit a bump, however, but for the good. Producer Sandy King told comicbook.com the sci-fi adaptation of John Carpenter's Tales for Halloween Night anthology comic is dead because if you aren't going to do it right, don't do it at all, and this is sci-fi. The Hollywood Reporter has revealed one of the new challenges facing the Abbott family in A Quiet Place 2. Cillian Murphy will betray a mysterious stranger who joins them. Jim Jarmusch's promising looking foray into zombie comedy The Dead Don't Die has been set for theatrical release in June 14th, boasting the greatest zombie movie cast ever assembled with Bill Murray, Adam Driver, Tilda Swinton, Chloe Sevigny, Steve Buscemi, Danny Glover, Rosie Perez, Iggy Pop, The RZA, Selena Gomez, Carol Kane, and Tom Waits. Deadline reports on a cult actor all-star action horror film developing. As Joe Biggles' VFW will see Stephen Lang, Fred Williamson, William Sandler, and George Wendt, among others, defending their local titular post and innocent team from a deranged drug dealer and his punk mutants. Kind of tastelessly segueing into an update on a movie about real-life horror and war. IndieWire reports that at CinemaCon, Universal revealed Sam Mendes and cinematography legend Roger Deakins' reunion on the World War I drama 1917, will be told as a single unbroken camera take all of Birdman and Victoria. So, Phil, it's now a more appropriate seg into the classic war anti-war song, but this is actually a bluegrass cover, as here is Bluegrass Alliance with 110 Soldier.
Listen, children, to my story that was written long ago about a kingdom on a mountain and the valley folks below. On the mountain was a treasure buried deep beneath the stone, and the valley people swore they'd have it for their very own. Go ahead and hate your neighbors, go ahead and cheat your friends, do it in the name of heaven, justified in the end. There won't be trumpets blowing come the judgment day on the bloody morning after. 110 Soldier rides away. Sent a message up the hill asking for a buried treasure and the gold for which they'd kill. Came an answer from the mountains, with our brothers we will share all the secrets of the treasure, all the riches buried there. Go ahead and hate your neighbor, go ahead and cheat your friend, do it in the name of heaven, justified in the end. There won't be trumpets blowing come the judgment day morning after. 110 Soldier rides away. Now the people cry with anger, mount your horses, draw your swords,
and they killed the mountain people, so they gained a just reward. Now they stood beside the treasure of the mountain, dark and red, turned the stone and looked beneath it. Peace on earth was all it said. Go ahead and hate your neighbors, go ahead and cheat your friend, do it in the name of heaven, justified in the end. There won't be trumpets blowing come the judgment day on the bloody morning after.
Looking at your toes, and 60 policemen buzzed in through the door. Don't you know it's an offense to strike a public pose? Cause even bathrooms ain't not private anymore.
Cause we're all here looking at you, ain't we?
Give him a flower! Give him a flower! Give him a flower! Give him a flower!
You're lying with your girlfriend on the sunny esplanade, and an 8-stone bully kicks sand in your face, and pours all your suntan lotion into your lemonade, and takes your girl and also takes your place.
Don't hit him with a bottle.
What should I do?
Give him a flower. Give him a flower. Give him a flower.
When you're driving on the M1 in your 1920 Ford, without tax or MOT or any brakes, and you're banned from driving late and you reverse into a truck, and the driver is the same 8-stone bully who kicks sand in your face in the last verse.
Give him a flower.
Snowdrops,
deadly nightshade,
violets, buttercups, tulips, lavender mist,
nettles,
fuchsias, michaelmas, daisies, dahlias, bluebells,
vesuvian flytraps,
cowslips, dandelions, forget-me-nots,
poison ivy petals.
Give him a flower. Give him a flower. Give him a flower.
Hit him in the head with a bicycle chain.
No, no, give him a flower.
I think you really want to give him the old boot, eh?
Give him a flower.
I throw bricks at him, eh?
No.
I'm pushing
no.
downstairs.
No, give him a flower.
I'm
Okay, and that set started off with the Bluegrass Alliance covering 110 Soldier, and then Arthur Brown with Give Him a Flower, and just ended with the Crickets doing the original version of I Fought the Law. Reminder that this is the spring and summer on Forgotten Geek. This is spring and summer of Covered Up, per my last specialty show, the Forgotten original versions of songs, more known by their covers. You'll be hearing some more throughout the show. So, getting back to Geek Speak, Francis Ford Coppola was no stranger to finding the Lost Studios, and he's looking to release two new edits of his classics, eyeing a third, and maybe getting one of his dream projects finally made. Deadline reports several distributors are interested in the Cotton Club redo, which he put together with his own money several years ago to add back 25 minutes of scenes and music numbers for his acclaimed 1984 flop. He's also going the Ridley Scott route and premiering Apocalypse Now Final Cut at the upcoming Tribeca Festival, which will actually cut some stuff out added that was added back to its redo version. He's also admitted he's looking at the Godfather saga, especially with the 50th anniversary of the original a few years away. And he's also finally hopeful about Megapolis getting made, the story of an architect seeking to make utopia within New York City finally coming to life, hoping it'll finally come to life with a new draft completed and some major stars like Jude Law interested. Both a major and a rising star circling Marvel's The Eternals, with Angelina Jolie and Kumail Nanjiani possibly taking unknown roles in Chloe Zhao's adaptation of Jack Kirby's classics. There's also been rumors from sketchy sources that I and many other fans calls for Hercules to just be made one of the god-posing aliens in movie continuity may be answered. We'll see. Black Widow's long overdue solo outing may also have a villain overdue for film translation. We got this cover claims the role of Taskmaster, mercenary and occasional teacher with photographic muscle memory allowing him to copy anyone's skills after seeing them in action once. Though they say some elements of the Ray Spent Ultimate Marvel version, who also had energy powers, may be included. And that Moonlight's Andre Holland is their top choice. Trivia time. Fans discovered we came close to him headlining his own movie when Deadpool's creative team revealed they had him slotted in as a villain in one draft because despite not being a mutant, Fantastic Four, even Man Without Fear, regular foe, Fox had the rights to him. Kind of like that, how, for some reason, Smallville wasn't able to use Vandal Savage because that new line was thinking of doing a movie about him. Anyways. Rounding back to projects that are climbing their way out of development hell. The Hot Zone finally goes pandemic over 20 years after the Hollywood version of the Game of Thrones killed a dramatization of Richard Preston's horrifying true account of the first Ebola outbreak. This Memorial Day, Nat Geo will premiere a three-part miniseries starring Juliana Margolis, Topher Grace, and Liam Cunningham. So, now to our next set. Here's Homer Escamilla within the year 1900.
In the year 1900 and rock and roll, everybody started jumping with all their heart and soul. Hail a real cool generation for a rocking, rolling nation. And the year had 1900 and rock and roll. Everybody was rocking, 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 rolling, rolling, rolling. From the coast of California to the eastern shores of Maine, everybody was rocking, 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 rolling, rolling, rolling. From the southmost tip of Texas up the Rocky Mountain chain, well, it was rock, 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 roll, 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 roll in the year and 1900 and rock and roll. Well, it started with a rhythm and a beat. Box in the nation, played it hot and played it sweet. Something new for Joe and Mary, called it revolutionary. Hold the year at 1900 and rock and roll. Everybody was rocking, 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 rolling, rolling, rolling. From the coast of California to the eastern shores of Maine, everybody was rocking, 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 rolling, rolling, rolling. From the
southmost tip of Texas, up the Rocky Mountain chain. Well, it was rock, 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 roll, 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 roll in the year 1900 and rock and roll. One more time, everybody was rock, 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 roll, 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 roll in the year 1900 and rock and roll. Rock and roll.
Thank you.
Okay, before I get into the readback, I got a gentleman here. What's your name?
Brett Miller.
Okay, you wanted to make an announcement about a show?
Yeah, we got a show coming up this Thursday, the 11th, at Aura Gallery and Tavern in Hudson. It's going to be a country show. We're going to be doing two-step lessons, trying to get everybody excited about country music and out on the dance floor.
Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah, so we're going to be playing a lot of good classic country covers as well as some originals. And
oh, cool.
Just trying to have a good, fun night of country western music.
That's great. Yeah, I try and put in a little classic country on this show, too.
Cool.
Okay, well, sure, hope everybody goes there and you have a good show.
Awesome. Thanks so much.
No problem.
All right.
Okay, and that last set was started off with Homer Escamilla in the year 1900, and then the Baskerville Hounds, Never on Sunday, and you just heard John Fogerty, Almost Saturday Night. Now, going to the next set, almost 11:30, here are Rednecks with Wish You Were Here.
Me, oh my countryman, wish you were here. Wish you were here. Don't you know the stove is getting colder? And I miss you like hell. And I'm feeling blue. I miss everything. I'm feeling blue. I wish you were here.
started with Rednecks, Wish You Were Here, the Jan Wayne, the Scarlet remix. Yep, same people who brought you the infamous Cotton Eye Joe 90s version of that. And then you just heard Candyland with Bitter Moon. So, 1133 here on Forgotten Geek, WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson. Our host, Corey McCaslin, and we'll be going on with Belle Epoque, Miss Broadway.
Thank you.
set started with Belle Opaque, Miss Broadway, and then you just heard Love with Oh Yes I Do. Now going to our last full set and getting back to the spring and summer of Covered Up, here's Michael DeBars and Holly Knight with the original version of Obsession, made famous by Animotion.
Yeah.
Okay, that set of forgotten original versions of songs, now more famous for their covers. It started with Michael Desbarres and Holly Knight with Obsession. They were made famous by Animotion. Then Mike Oldfield and Maggie Riley on Family Man. Most people know, of course, the Billy Joel version. And then you heard Sherelle with Apologizing for Accidental On Turning with I Didn't Mean to Turn You On. Of course, made famous by Robert Palmer. So, thank you for listening to Forgotten Geek. And here on WGXC 90.7. And I'll be back in 2 weeks with, and I'm sure a lot of you are going to be, quite a few of you are going to be sick of hearing about it by then. But yeah, it's time for the Game of Thrones final season, so I'll be dedicating a whole show, but hopefully, listen in and I'll, still be, of course, doing some geek speak, and I think you'll still end up liking the music I play. So, starting off with a really slow motion, You Will Be This Legend, going into Sebastian Comar's remix of the Game of Thrones theme. Have a good afternoon.